But I want to share about just being able to understand that as we walk forward in the Lord, and as we walk anticipating those blessings, those promises of His being fulfilled in our lives, as we walk forward anticipating those things in our lives, one of the things we have to do is get ourselves from that place of fear, which is the natural realm of the natural flesh, which is the natural realm that most of us live in fear. We have to remove ourselves from that fear and get ourselves in that place of faith. Because here's the thing I want you to see today. If you are in fear, you are not in faith. These two are totally diametrically opposed. It's kind of like two parallel lines. They can never meet. You can't be worried and in fear and still be in faith. If you are one, you are not the other. It's kind of like two magnets. You try to put two magnets that have the same pole together. You put north and north together, and guess what? It doesn't matter how hard you try to get those things together. They will just repel each other, and they cannot. It doesn't matter how hard you try. You cannot get them to make contact just because the force of those electrons repelling is so strong. Same thing is true in this matter, in the spiritual realm. If you are in fear or if you're in worry, you cannot be in faith. Those two are totally opposed. And a lot of times we don't see the things and we get frustrated sometimes with God because, you know, I read this in the Word and this is your promise and I didn't see it come to pass. God, what's the matter? God, why won't you do this for me that you did for those in the Bible and those that I've seen in my life? I've seen others that have had these things come to pass. Why not me? Well, it all starts with where our heart is at. And if we are operating in any kind of fear, there is not going to be any faith. I read this verse a couple of weeks ago, but I want to look at it again because I think it does give us a revelation and an insight into this very same topic. It's a very important topic. I mean, it's just revealing to us. If we can get a hold of this, it's revelation that will change the way that we see and understand things, and it will open up the ability to be able to receive those things that God has for you. All right, Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 15. I'm reading this from the Amplified Bible. And also, that he might deliver and completely set free all of those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. Okay, this is the author of Hebrews letting us know that through Jesus Christ, we have deliverance from fear. And that people have lived, when we live in the natural, when we live in the flesh, we live contrary to faith, we live our whole lives in fear. And for those that he might deliver and completely set free all of those who through the haunting fear of death. And if we looked at that before, let me just read that in the King James. And deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. All right, what's the fear of death? If we look at death, again, we can't look at it and say that the author is just talking about actual death, ending of this life. And that is certainly a part of it. But it's talking about a different kind of death. It's talking about a spiritual death. It's talking about that spiritual death. So what is the result of sin? Because that's what causes spiritual death. The wages of sin is death. Of course, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. But there's a price to pay for sin. And the price of that sin is death. And this is the death that's being spoken of here. And the result of sin and that kind of death is what? The result of sin is that we wind up being in bondage. We're in bondage and we are in defeat in all the areas of our life, whether it's finances, whether it's our health, whether it's our marriage, whether it's our kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Find the thing in your life that you feel like you're defeated in, or find the areas of your life that you're defeated in. And basically, this is what it's talking about. We live in fear of that kind of defeat. We live in constant haunting fear of having not having victory in our health, in our marriage, our job, our finances, whatever. This is really talking about a haunting fear of the results of sin. And it's saying that Jesus came to give us liberty from that fear, that we don't have to be bound by that fear. Because again, the understanding we should have and we need to have is that, yes, there's the wages of sin. The wages of sin is death. But we don't have to be in fear of those things. The results of that death is that we do have defeat in all these areas of the natural life. But we don't have to be fearful of that because he came to give us liberty. And we have that liberty in Jesus Christ. And you know, most people though still, even though those of us who are believers, even though we know that we are saved, even though we know we have the promises of Jesus Christ, most of us still live in that haunting fear of those results of that sin or the results of that spiritual death. We live in haunting fear that we will be defeated and overcome. And if we live in that fear, guess what happens? If we live in that haunting fear of defeat in any area of our life, we're going to wind up being defeated. And not just in that area of our life, but it spreads and it's like a contagion. And it will spread to all areas of your life and the defeats will start to mount up. That's when discouragement comes and hope gives way to defeat. Well, the author of Hebrews is saying, Jesus has set you free. He has given you liberty that you don't have to have that continual nagging fear of things, fear of defeat in any area of your life. And here's the thing I want you to understand today. If you are in fear, you are not in faith. And if you are not in faith, God cannot move to bring about those things that you desire and that you need in your life. The two are at odds with each other. And you might sit back and say, I'm not really fearful of defeat. I'm not really fearful of health. I'm not really fearful of my job. I'm not fearful of my finances. I'm not living in fear. Well, let me rephrase that word fear. Because when it talks about fear, and that haunting fear, part of what fear is worry. Fear sounds like it's a big, huge thing. If you're worried about something, that is an element of fear. That is a part of fear. If I'm worried about my finances, if I'm worried about my job situation, if I'm worried about my spouse, if I'm worried about my health, worry is a part of fear. And fear is at odds with faith. You go back to Psalm 91, what's one of the most popular psalms. It's one of the most popular parts of the Bible because it's such beautiful words and it's such beautiful promises of God's protection and God's protection for us specifically. And if you go back and read that, you're going to find that it just stirs up your faith. But it also talks about being in that place. Being in that place of penumbra, being in that place of protection, being in that place of security, being in that place where you are actually pitching your tent and putting your tent stakes in that place of protection of God and not putting it in the things of the world. Well, this is the same thing that's being talked about. And we talk about fear. You're either pitching your tent right there in that safety and that protection of God that we read about in Psalm 91, or you're pitching your tent somewhere outside. Because if you have worry, guess what? You have chosen to be outside of that place of protection. It's a choice that we make. But Todd, how do I not worry about stuff? How is it that I cannot worry about my finances? I'm not sure that I'm going to have money to pay for all the bills and the rent at the end of the month. This is the thing. If you turn to God and you give all of those things to Him, and you truly believe that God is faithful and He loves you, then when those fears and those doubts come, you take authority and you make a decision and you say, I am not going to give. I will not give place to those fears. I will not give place to those fears. It's a decision that we have to make all the time. We either choose to live in that fear or we choose not to. We choose to live in faith. It's a choice that we have to make, but it's a choice that we have to make a decision upon. You know, a great example of that is if you go to the book of Mark. In Mark chapter 5, starting in verse number 22, it says, and behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, talking about Jesus, he fell at his feet and he begged him earnestly, saying, my little child, my daughter, lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and that she may live. So Jesus went with him and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now, let's go down a little bit further. Okay, and while they're still speaking, because then we have the whole little section where the woman with the issue of blood came. And while they were still speaking, came some of the rulers of the synagogue from the house and said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid. Only believe. See, the ruler of the synagogue had a choice to make at that moment, because he came to Jesus, and he came to Jesus looking for an answer. And you have to understand, as the ruler of the synagogue, this would have been a man of great importance. This would have been a man that was highly respected. This is a man that's like equivalent to a civic leader today. This would be like somebody who was a high-ranking official in the government of that community. And so he came and set aside all of his religious training because he saw that there was something in Jesus, and he came to him and he said, you know what, if you just come and lay hands on my daughter, I know she'll be healed. How many times have you come to Jesus and you've said, hey, you know what, I know if you would just do this, I would be set free and I would be at liberty. And then what happened to the man? The man then had the evidence contrary to what he just said to Jesus that he believed Jesus could do. He just saw the contrary. He saw his daughter dead, or at least he heard it. And what did Jesus say to him? Do not be afraid, only believe. Well, that little girl was healed because of that father's faith. And the point that I want you to see is that faith and fear are opposite. Jesus came, according to Hebrews 2:15, Jesus came to give us liberty over all those continual things that would cause us to be fearful. We have that liberty. You don't have to be bound by fear. You don't have to be bound by worry or anxiety or stress. You don't have to be worried about whatever it is that's causing you anxiety today. You don't have to be. Jesus gave you and I liberty over all those things. That's what Hebrews 2:15 says. How do we do that? Because again, we know that fear is the opposite of faith, and worry is a part of fear. And so if I'm worried about something, I'm fearful. And if I'm worried, that means that God can't move in faith to bring about what I need. But we have to be just like this father. This father made a choice to come and believe Jesus. And then he made a decision that he would believe Jesus even when the evidence was contrary. He was committed to it. And you see, there was a whole bunch of people that were here. There was a great multitude that was all around Jesus. But Jesus was moved by the one person that made a choice and made a decisive choice. Because of this man's decision to believe Jesus, Jesus moved and followed him. If you and I will make a conscious choice, if we will make a decision to adhere to his words, don't be afraid, only believe, then you can make the choice. You can make the decision to say. And sometimes it means if you're really struggling in fear today, if you're really struggling in worry or anxiety about something today, you can say, and sometimes you have to say it out loud, I give no place to that fear. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. You are making a conscious choice and a decision that fear will not rule you, that worry will not dictate where you go. It will not keep you from the faith. Then you've made a choice to believe. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a conscious decision and a choice that we have to make every single day in the very situations that we are faced with today. So, what is it that you're dealing with today? What is it you're anxious about or worried about? Because if you're anxious and worried, that is a part of fear. And fear is the polar opposite of faith. And you've pitched your tent somewhere outside of that protective place of God. You need to move yourself back in. And follow, make a decision. Make a conscious choice and a decision, just as Jairus did. Make a conscious choice and a decision, a decisive choice that says, I will believe not what I see or not the report that I hear, but I will believe the word. And you know what? When you can make that choice and say, I give no place to fear, to worry, or anxiety, I give no place to those thoughts, you try it. You say it in your life today. And you watch what happens in the authority of Jesus' name, the authority that you have. You watch. That fear and that worry dissipates and is gone. Watch it. It will. Then you are free to see Jesus Christ move according to his word and his promises in that area that you were worried about and bring you to a place of victory.